Live, 855-453. That's the SACL's toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what's on your mind. 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Allie.
That's right. We've got I've got the two new girls in the studio. So thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely.
So Allie, I had something all ready to go here to talk about, and I love this story you've got out of Alabama, and that's your home state, isn't it?
Yes. The story, the reason I found it so interesting is because it deals with immigration, which I think is an important issue, and then also it's from Alabama, which is where I lived a month ago, so it makes me sad for my state, but then also kind of glad I got out of there.
I know the feeling. It's a lot of people living in New Hampshire for the Free State Project that feel exactly the same, and they're from different states.
So this is a New York Times article by Campbell Robertson. Says, after ruling, Hispanics flee an Alabama town. Albertville, Alabama. The vanishing began Wednesday night, the most frightened families packing up their cars as soon as they heard the news. They left behind mobile homes, sold fully furnished for $1,000 or even less. They just closed up in a gesture of optimism, left the keys with a neighbor. Dogs were fed one last time. If no one home could be found, they were simply unleashed. 2-5 years of living there, and then gone in a matter of days, to Tennessee, Illinois, Oregon, Florida, Arkansas, Mexico, who knows, anywhere but Alabama. The exodus of Hispanic immigrants began just hours after a federal judge...
It probably wasn't Georgia or Arizona.
No, I doubt...
Those are the other two states
right.
That enacted some draconian anti-immigration laws recently.
Yeah. The exodus of Hispanic immigrants began just hours after a federal judge in Birmingham upheld most provisions of the state's far-reaching immigration enforcement law. The judge, Sharon Lovelace Blackburn, upheld the parts of a law allowing state and local police to ask for immigration papers during routine traffic stops,
mm-hmm.
rendering most contracts with illegal immigrants unenforceable, and requiring schools to ascertain the immigration status of children at registration time.
Gotcha. Of course, that doesn't address whether they're parents or not, or what the status of their legality is.
Right.
But I imagine it makes the parents very nervous. And a lot of these kids, as I understand it, have been very concerned citizens. You know, these kids are citizens, are very concerned their parents won't be there when they go home. And it's probably tough to learn in that fashion, and makes for a very tough home life. A lot of people claim that the family life is the most important part about learning. Of course, it's all the parents' fault if kids don't learn. But this looks like the state creating a situation where it's difficult for people to learn.
Right. And like a lot of the article says later on that a lot of families are mixed as far as their immigration status. So while the children may have been born in the United States, the parents aren't legal immigrants. And so that creates a weird situation. Probably ends up they're going to leave because, even if grandma
is illegal, why do you want to be in a state where they're going to be checking driver's licenses when you stop? I mean, oh, yeah, everybody in the car. Because it's not real clear as to whether or not it's the driver who has to be a citizen or have legal immigration status, whatever that might be, or whether whomever it is. So it's difficult to know. If the job you have is really not that great, you have to say to yourself, well, why am I here? I can just go to another state and, live better. In a lot of cases, as I understand it, California has had a bunch of immigrants are leaving, going back to Mexico. They can get better jobs there. So, it is possible to stop illegal immigration by turning this country's economy so far into the dirt, chasing after these people, spending billions and billions of dollars chasing after these folks that in a lot of cases are just trying to provide better lives for themselves and their families. I don't want the freeloaders here any more than anybody else does, but to me that's a problem with creating programs that attract freeloaders, whether they're citizens or not.
Right, and something that just from being from a state where there are lots of Hispanics, is I feel like a lot of people who would be behind this sort of thing are people that might describe themselves as having family values and all this. But, I mean, I've known a couple Hispanics and worked with them, and they're very valuable workers, and they're all very family-oriented. They value their family. A lot of people who are here, even if their family is not here, they're working to send money to their family. Yeah. They're family people. So like we were saying before, even if one person can't stay, the whole family is probably going to be out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's obviously a generalization, and you know, it's difficult for it to be true all the time. But it seems to me, if people are here working, trying to make a better life for themselves, then that benefits everyone. If the claim is that, you know, they'll work for less, well, then that means that the things you buy might cost less. I understand what it must be like if you've worked at a particular job all your life making $20 an hour and somebody else comes in and they'll do it for $12. I know that's got to be extraordinarily disheartening, but that doesn't mean that that job was yours. It wasn't yours. That job belonged to the employer, and they paid you to do it. And that's how I see these things. If you want a job for yourself, you need to create one in the marketplace, your own.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, another problem with this sort of thing is, like it says, it renders most contracts with illegal immigrants unenforceable. You know, so it's one of those things where it just makes illegal immigrants sort of like a black market sort of thing,
yeah,
where,
sure,
you know, you can't, you know, every time it's going to be a risk, even though, you know, this guy has been working for your company for years and is fit, and you have he's recommended his friends and you have a good idea that they might be great workers. You can't really go by that anymore, especially, well, they probably won't have these people to hire anyway because they're all leaving.
Right, and this is probably the most onerous provision of this particular law, because it is it creates a situation that causes such injustice for the illegal immigrants that, you know, it turns them into prey, essentially. One of the problems with illegal immigration is that the illegal immigrants are treated so badly and often can work for less than a minimum wage because they cannot appeal to not just minimum wage. I mean, you know, I don't really believe in the minimum wage, but I think that they can't. They have no redress when it comes to injustices in the workplace, and their employer can say, "Well, if you want to leave, then I'm going to report you to whomever." So it puts them. It essentially turns them into slaves. And in this situation, in the same way, you know, they can say buy a car or something like that, hand the money over to somebody, and then, well, there's no contract here. I can't contract with you, but thanks for the $5,000. Get out of here, or I'll call the cops.
Right, exactly.
And it's disgusting.
The story goes on to say later on, grocery stores and restaurants were noticeably less busy, which in some cases may be just as well, because some employees stopped showing up. In certain neighborhoods, the streets are uncommonly quiet, the aftermath of some sort of rapture. Drawn by work in numerous poultry processing plants, Hispanic immigrants have been coming to Albertville for years, long enough ago that some of the older ones gained amnesty under the immigration law of 1986.
86, yeah. And, you know, this is another aspect that they're really, you know, that people never seem to look at. Okay, so the illegal immigrants were here, and some of them certainly were using, you know, all kinds of social welfare programs. I don't support that. I think that's a problem with the social welfare programs and a country and an electorate that would support something like that, not with people wanting to come here and make a better life for themselves. But what it does to the economy, each one of these people eats food, drives in cars and that uses gasoline, lives in houses that pay rent, electricity, cable, whatever it is, they spend money in these towns and these places that have come to service them. And what's it like for those business owners? In some cases, those business owners are, you know, American citizens. In some cases, they aren't. But what's it like for those people and places where all these people just leave town because they're scared? I'll tell you, it ruins lives and ruins jobs. And I don't want a government that ruins lives. I mean, really, in order to get to something better, we've first got to ruin lives? Seems like the wrong path. 855-450-FREE.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
I have yet to meet a person who doesn't enjoy and benefit from encouragement. A great example of this can be found in the lives of two talented authors and teachers, C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. When Tolkien was writing The Lord of the Rings, he became discouraged. Lewis continually encouraged his friend to keep writing. In later years, Tolkien acknowledged how much of a difference Lewis's positive input had made upon him. He wrote, "The unspeakable debt I owe him cannot be fathomed. For a long time, he was my only audience." If you become the chief encourager of the people on your team, they will work hard and strive to meet your positive expectations. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Have you heard that Ron Paul is now a top-tier candidate? You probably haven't, because the mainstream media is trying to black out his campaign. On October the 19th, freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big, no media outlet will be able to ignore it. Join the fight for liberty and freedom today at blackthisout.com. Again, it's blackthisout.com. This campaign does have the potential to change how things are happening in the 2012 presidential campaign. I recommend you go over there. I'll be participating in blackthisout.com's campaign. It's blackthisout.com. We are talking. It's Mark with you.
Not me.
And Allie.
And we are talking about the situation in Alabama where they've got the most dire and critical immigration laws in America and what some of the results are. You had, Allie, one more quote out of the article that I wanted to make sure we got into, and then we're going to go to Ty in Tennessee's call.
Yeah, it says, critics of the law, particularly farmers, contractors, and home builders, say the measure has already been devastating, leaving rotting crops in fields, critical shortages of labor, and critical shortages of labor. They say that even fully documented Hispanic workers are leaving, an assessment that seems to be born out of interviews here.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, the consequences here that do not affect the people that say, they're taking our jobs, and do not affect the politicians that say, we're going to be tough on crime. The things that affect people that are providing working Americans with the things they need is that their employees are going away, our food is rotting in the fields being unpicked, and we, you know, the jobs are getting undone. This is destroying, productivity, and that's really what the government is all about, destruction of productivity. They created this problem. 60%, as I understand it, of illegal immigrants that are in this country were actually allowed in by the government under some visa or another program and have just essentially outstayed their visas. They didn't sneak across the border. More than 60% of them were good enough to let into the country, and they just didn't renew whatever paperwork that the government wanted hundreds of dollars to renew. And that's really what it is. The government creates the problem, and then it tries to use force and taxpayer dollars to solve it. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty,
hey,
can you hear me?
Hey, I wanted to agree with you for the most part on what you're talking about. I do have one fine point that I want to emphasize. I think I've talked about this before, calling in the past.
Sure.
That I really don't think a job is a possession. So I don't think you can steal a job. I don't even think it belongs to an employer. Although an employer has more control over it, a job is not a not like a scarce resource. I guess labor could be a scarce resource.
Yeah.
As the people there in Alabama are finding out, or the farmers that are missing workers are finding out. But I really don't think of a job as a possession that can be stolen.
So you're saying, like, that a job is jobs can be created, and so they could be sort of not infinite because there's only a limited amount of people, but that since you can create jobs depending on the type of work, that it's not like what you're saying, there's not a limited amount just based on circumstances, that there can always be job creation?
Well, I think that jobs are a trade. I don't think they are a physical resource.
I get it.
Jobs are an exchange. Services, labor, for compensation. So it's not really a possession.
I get it. I get what you're saying, but I do understand. It is an agreement between two individuals. So if, for instance, I had two employees that were slow and bad at their job, and I paid them $8 an hour, and I found somebody who could do the job of two for $12 an hour, no job has been destroyed. I have really just become more efficient.
Yeah, and you're now making an exchange with somebody else.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think you're right.
What I was really wanting to get to on this call, I wanted to talk about borders. You know, I used to be one of those guys, you know, anti-illegal, quote-unquote, immigrants, a few years ago before I really started studying the principles of liberty and becoming more principled. And I do believe in open borders because I think that people should be free to move wherever they want. And if they could sustain themselves by freely, offering their services to other people in the community, then they certainly could stay. One of the things, that's being shown here in this Alabama situation is the value that they bring, not just in the fact that they spend money, drive cars, rent, and buy food and whatnot. They actually provide a service that betters the community. Even though they send money, a lot of them send money home, their family, that has not drained the economy here. That's actually enriched people in multiple places.
Well, I'd like to put a finer point on what you say. People should be able to free to go where they want to go as long as they are welcome by the legitimate landowner.
Right.
So if, for instance, I don't want them illegals on my little piece of property in New Hampshire, then I should be able to keep them out if that's what I so wish to do. Now, what people that are anti-immigration or pro-legal immigration, I imagine is what they'll say, will often say is, well, if they come into America without being asked, it's like them coming into your house. Well, no, it's not like them coming into your house. It's more like them coming into the neighborhood where there's public property and there's private property, and some property owners want them there and some property owners don't want them there. As far as I'm concerned, yeah, if everybody in the neighborhood didn't want somebody to come there and they all owned a little piece of the road or whatever, then nobody should be able to come there. But if one of the people in the neighborhood wanted a guest to come to their house and the rest of them didn't want somebody to come, that one person has the right to invite people to their house. And that's the way immigration really is. Until 100% of the people in the United States are against illegal immigration or immigration without the government's monstrous paperwork that it and thousands of dollars that it requires, that these people, some of the poorest people, cannot afford to pay, then that's the only point with 100% that this would be legitimate.
Yeah, there's another point that I wanted to make, too. Wanted to kind of relate it. I think you may have some sort of a disconnect, though, Mark. I was listening to the podcast earlier today from yesterday, even though it's got some toppy moments.
It's a mess, but we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it up for those the many people that have addressed it. Yeah, just a second. The many people that have addressed this particular issue, thanks. And we're likely going to get the last two podcasts fixed. It's going to take a little bit of work. We have to get it from other places and that kind of thing. But it should be taken care of tonight. So thanks to everybody and their help. Go ahead, Ty.
Anyway, I was going to say that you're for open borders in this country, this particular territory, but you still seem to be stuck on this two-state solution, quote-unquote solution, over in the Palestine area, which I think that America should just not have anything to do with what's going on over there.
I agree with that, but if America didn't have anything to do with it, Ty, then there would be the two-state solution. Are you aware of that?
Well, there is a state there. There is a Palestinian state there. The problem that state has is that a lot of other states in the UN don't recognize them as a state.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But I'd like to continue a little bit after the break, if it's okay.
All right. Well, Ty's programming the program here. We'll hold him over. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
This cat, why don't want me?
On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It is an interactive program. We've got an interactive website, too, at freetalklive.com. You can link to blog posts or stories, whatever it is that you want to get out to a bunch of people. You can vote on other people's links, vote them down. They'll do the same to yours, and there's a lot of eyes that hit freetalklive.com, an amazing amount, more than, say, your Facebook feed. So post away. It's a posting bonanza at freetalklive.com. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com. Get it at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com. It's Mark with you.
Nami.
And Allie.
Let's go back to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about, was... On the podcast, we had there was a caller, I can't remember his name, but he was basically saying, and he sounded very libertarian, voluntarist. He said that the problem with the Palestinian state is that would just legitimize Hamas, which are a bunch of thugs. And I wish I could have spoken directly to him. It's like, well, how is that distinguished from all the other thugs that call themselves states? around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All states are thugs. Just some of them dress more fancy than others, and some of them have more legitimacy between themselves than others. So
yeah, states really do this. They create legitimacy by recognizing each other, and they are organizations that use violence to get what they need or want. And you know, essentially, it's like you know, warring gangs. They'll team up with each other in order to go after other ones. I mean, if you think of states as gangs, armed gangs on a writ large, gangs that fly flags out in front of their headquarters, then you will understand them completely.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I really think that the solution is not strengthening the Palestinian state so that they're more recognized or being forced by other states to recognize them. I think that the people in Palestine need to be relieved from the states which are currently oppressing them. And the state that seems to be the biggest oppressor over there is Israel. And the state that supports Israel the most seems to be the U.S.
Yes. But
so the best that we can do using the royal we, collective we of the American people, is to stop interfering in the world and just come back and take care of our own stuff.
I absolutely concur. But what about the UN situation? I mean, the UN does occur, right? It exists in the real world. Would you recommend the United States just withdraw from it?
Yes, because that's just a group of thugs, of you know, an organization of organized crime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree, absolutely. Because I think that, you know, when Mark and I first met, he asked me a question about how I felt about the U.S. Presence in other countries. And I think if we were talking 50 years ago and a country asked for our help, it would be a much different story than it is now. And I think I agree with you, Ty. I think it's time for us to step back and let other countries step up if that's what they choose to do. But I'm not supportive of the U.S. acting as the world's police.
Absolutely.
Or brute squad, actually.
Right.
It is a problem over there, and the U.S. has caused quite a bit of the problem over there, but it's really not our problem. It's not my problem, Ty, in Tennessee. It's not you guys' problem in New Hampshire. It's a Palestinian problem, but we can stop compounding it by trying to influence the government that says it represents us to get the hell out of their way.
You know, Nimi, you bring up a very good point. For the United States to be the policeman of the world, they would have to be following the law of some sort. And the United States doesn't particularly follow UN law any more than, you know, many of the other nations out there. So the United States isn't the world's policeman.
Well, how many policemen do you know that actually follow the law either?
Well, that's true. But how many countries have actually asked for our help recently? You know, in terms of
I imagine
warfare.
They're all asking all the time.
Well, right, for financial aid, but I'm speaking in terms of firepower.
I think that, I know Yemen is benefiting significantly from United States firepower on the side of a dictator over there. And it's interesting, you know, basically whichever side, you know, both sides will ask in some cases. I'm sure Gaddafi asked and the, you know, his rebels asked and that kind of thing. It is a dangerous thing to do to ask the United States for help, though, because once you get the help, then they're going to tell you how you're going to run your country after that. And they're liable to tell you that anyway.
And the people there just need to find a way to be able to protect themselves and their property. And so they've got a lot of people on their back. And, I did not know this until I started recently researching the history, you know, but it really started when Israel was created as a nation back in the 40s by force.
Yes. So that's what it all boils down to. I mean, people don't want to look at it.
In our time.
Yeah, people don't want to accept it. They'll say things like Palestine wasn't a nation, and that it's true. Palestine was just a portion of the Ottoman Empire. You know, that was basically I think there was a subgroup after World War I, and then England around World War II created the nation of Israel, and that kind of thing. But it, you know, does it really matter that there wasn't a nation previously in that same spot with straight lines drawn around it and all that stuff? Because I don't think it does. I think what really matters is there were people there that you know, felt like they had you know, some level of control of their lives, and that level of control was diminished, and they're upset about it. you know, I mean, the Indians here in the United States didn't have little lines drawn around their areas either, but they were no one would claim that they were treated particularly well. Ty, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. 855-450-3733. You can call in with whatever you'd like to talk about. So speaking of people who are getting the short end of the stick in a lot of cases, let's go back to this story about the illegal immigrants getting run out of Alabama here, Allie. Is there any? Did you get rid of the story? Do you have it up?
No, I still have the story, yeah. Okay, so last segment we talked about the illegal immigrants leaving Alabama because there's this new law that they've passed, which is the harshest in the nation, basically making contracts with illegal immigrants unenforceable, allowing state and local police officers to ask for immigration papers at traffic stops, and also having schools check for immigration papers from students.
Yeah. I imagine that makes a really great learning environment if you're concerned that you or your parents are going to be deported at any time.
Right. And so problems we talked about with this law are just that what it's doing is there are a lot of places in Alabama where they rely heavily economically on the labor that Hispanics provide there. Pretty much anywhere you go in Alabama, there's going to be some industry that needs the labor.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of southern states, especially, it seems like, and western states have a great deal of their industries will rely on immigrant labor, and some of that immigrant labor is, they don't check the papers so well. And, you know, the question is do you want to create a situation for small business people where they've got to essentially hire another person out in order to check the legal status of everybody who comes and goes? And is this Social Security number good or is it bad? You know, because the Social Security Administration really does benefit from people paying in with bad numbers and paying into the system. So they're probably not checking real hard.
Well, why even hire brown people if you're going to have to do all that? Just
right. Right. Where are the lines of vans with people in the rest of the country looking for jobs?
Right. Right, yeah. Where are the white folks lined up at Home Depot in order to get jobs?
I'll hire John, not Juan.
Right. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. You can talk about illegal immigration or anything. 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys, this will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$4.53. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Nemi,
and Allie.
855-450-3733. It is a toll-free call. So, for those that have been listening to the show for a while, you know that I'm going to be going on a cruise here in the early part of November, and it looks like a roommate has become available. So, if you were interested in going on this cruise and you felt like you missed the deadline, that kind of thing, the opportunity has popped up again. And as I understand it, I announced it a couple of nights ago. As I understand it, the room is still available. I'm not 100% sure on it, but go to cruise.freetalklive.com, and you know, I think you can reserve online. At the very least, you can call the telephone number there at cruise.freetalklive.com. This cruise will be with me, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and Stefan Molyneux. There'll be some speeches, but mostly it'll be Liberty folks hanging out and doing what they want in sort of a decentralized fashion. It's cruise.freetalklive.com. Should be a lot of fun. All right, Ellie, apparently the hits just keep on coming out of Alabama.
Alabama is just tyrannical all of a sudden after I left. They're just like, all right, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, they just started when you left.
Yeah, exactly. It's great when I was there. Just kidding. Okay, so this story is from therawstory.com. It's by Davis Edwards. It's Alabama Town to Offenders. Go to church or go to jail. It says, small town of Bay Minette, Alabama, is telling people convicted of small crimes to choose Jesus or choose jail. Starting this week, the city judge will implement Operation Restore Our Community.
Oh, boy.
Operation Restore Our Community. That has to be, like, something nice and peaceful. Well, I guess it's, you know, jail isn't... If I had to choose between church and jail...
I'd probably choose
church. Which gives misdemeanor offenders a choice between fines and jail or a year of Sunday church services.
Who's going to sign off on this? The preacher? Hey, preacher, can you sign my slip that
right.
I was here?
This sounds disturbing.
Oh, I'm
like
sorry. You were sleeping.
I think it says...
Right. Hold on. But before we go on. So the one requirement for membership of AA is a desire to stop drinking. And only the court system could mess up something as simple as AA. the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. So what do? They send people who have no desire to stop drinking to AA and force them to go, consequently screwing up the whole program for the people who do want to be there.
Yeah, NA is another one of those organizations that... I don't know if it's inherently Christian, but they're definitely, you have to have some kind of God. They talk about God a lot, so...
They talk about a higher power, and they have a section in their books aimed at atheists and agnostics, but...
It's been found by numerous statements and the Supreme Court as a religious organization.
Has it? Okay, I'll take your word for it. I would agree that it certainly has a religious element to it.
It says, Operation Restore Our Community resulted from meetings with church leaders.
Mm. surprise. What about the temple leaders and the synagogue leaders and the, what do they call those places those Muslim fellows go?
They don't have synagogues in Alabama. Well, they do.
They've got to have some.
Not in Bay Minette, probably.
Right, and this is really the problem, is that just because they don't have a synagogue doesn't mean you're not Jewish. And just because they don't have a mosque doesn't mean you're not a Muslim. And just because they don't have a Quaker meeting house doesn't mean that I'm not Quaker. So are you telling me that I have to go to some other church and receive the real Jesus, whatever this other person believes what that is, in order to get out of going to jail? I mean, because obviously people are going to take this, but what this is this is a tried and true endorsement of certain types of religions. Also, let's talk about the atheists who don't believe this crap at all and what it must be like for them.
See, I would choose jail and I would sue.
That you might win. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. Bay Minette, Alabama probably can't afford to pay you anything.
It's not likely that they would be able to.
I'll take my payment in rotting crops, please.
Yeah, right.
Says Bay Minette Police Chief Mike Rowland told the Alabama Press Register, "It was agreed by all the pastors that the core of the crime problem was the erosion of family values and morals. We have children raising children and parents not instilling values in young people. Critics charge the program as unfair to some minority religious groups because of the 56 participating churches in this one town. None are mosques or synagogues. And atheists have no choice but to compromise their beliefs or go to jail."
There you go. So this brings me to a portion of my life which is less than exciting for me to talk about. It is the fact that I went to prison. I committed a crime when I was 17 years old. I was it was murder, and I didn't kill anybody, but I was there committing a crime which will put you in the wrong side of the law no matter what. And I would contend that I got into crime in general when I was a kid because I came to the conclusion that the Bible was a bunch of lies. I was taught sort of your standard, issue stuff along the way that, Noah built a big boat that was 3 football fields long and 5 stories tall. Some people will call it a box, whatever. An ark is one. In one case, an ark is certainly a box, and so maybe the ark is a box. I don't know. But I, didn't believe this story. It sounded like a bunch of poppycock. And as time went by, I believed less and less any of the stories that I was told in Sunday school and church and Christian school. And since my moral foundation was founded in believing in the Bible, then when I no longer believed in the Bible, my moral foundation went away. If I would have been taught that morality works for morality's sake, that the universe will work better for you if you act in a moral fashion, then more than likely I would have continued to act in a moral fashion. But I hadn't been taught that. I had been taught you've got to be good or you're going to go to hell. And then I realized, well, heck, there's no hell. There's no heaven. There's none of this stuff. And, whatever you believe about it or not, that doesn't change that that's how it was for me at the time. So I would contend that it was being taught Christianity that eroded my values.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I used to be Christian and I decided to stop believing, I became this nihilist and didn't believe in love or any of these silly little ideas that are that there's no concrete evidence for at all.
Yeah.
It's a big issue, people throwing the baby out with the bathwater when they realize that they've been lied to about one thing and they throw everything out. And
The way I saw it at the time, and remember, I wasn't taught morality for morality's sake. I didn't know this stuff. But, it really is the easiest and best way to work through the world. And but what I saw was, if it's not the Bible, then all I've got left is National Geographic, the predator eating the prey and, all that other stuff. That's all I had left. So why not be the predator? Why be the prey? And that's where I ended up. Is there anything left of the article?
It just goes on. It has this great quote by Pastor Robert Gates. He says, "You show me somebody who falls in love with Jesus, and I'll show you a person who won't be a problem to society."
Okay.
I'd like to introduce you to the Catholics.
Well, you mean all throughout the history? Are you talking about all the problems?
Yes.
Or any of the other terrible people I know that I've seen that are these crazy Christians that do terrible things, and they're huge problems to society. Lots of people will commit actual crimes with victims in God's name for Jesus, supposedly. You could argue, someone who is a Christian and is peaceful could say, well, then they're not really following Jesus. They're following something else.
And they might very well be right, but they do it in the name of Christianity, which gives the whole religion a bad tempia. I'm not exactly sure how that word's pronounced. Anyway, it gives them a bad name. And I think that to some extent there's not a lot of differentiation out there. And as I understand it, the Bible basically said that many of the Christians are going to be led astray, and that only a few of them are going to have the right way. And of course, everybody always thinks it's their way that's the right one, which leads you to the situation where, well, we've just got to kill these abortion doctors because we know the right way.
So what do you think should be explained to people who might be in this town where they're going to make this the new MO, what's going to happen to their church if this becomes the law?
Well, I don't think maybe if it went long enough, it might have some detrimental effect to their church. But I think really what it's going to have a detrimental effect for is their taxpayers.
Yeah.
I think Mimi nailed this within the first 30 seconds.
You could probably find some good drugs on Sunday.
Might very well be. You get the unsavory sorts in the church. It's true. I remember they tried to kick me out of my church because I didn't.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.